Well, good morning, Vital Balancers. This morning, this is Linda Morris from St. Petersburg, Florida. And this morning, we're going to be talking about bone and joint replenishment. And this morning, we have a good friend of mine on, Barbara Satterwhite. She's a nurse, and she's actually born and educated in Canada, which I didn't know. And I find it fascinating that she says she came to the United States to visit and stayed. And she's worked at the Medical College of Virginia for 29 years, and her main clinical focus has been oncology. She served on the board of directors of the National Oncology Nursing Society and was active at both the national and local levels. She's also served on the board of the Oncology Certification Corporation, and she was an active member of the American Cancer Society locally and nationally, and she has been published in nursing and medical journals. And she is a platinum with NECAN, and I've known her a number of years, and she is just an amazing woman. She's fun to be around. She is very easy to talk to. And I'm very happy to have her on the call this morning because one of her areas of expertise is bio-replenishment for bones and joints. So I'd like to say good morning to you, Barb, from Virginia.
Good morning to everybody, and I agree. I'm impressed with the West Coast people. They must go to bed early. Well, it's fun, and thanks so much for asking me. It's a real pleasure for me to talk about bone health. It is one of my passions. I have to point out and mention that I was a nurse. I actually retired 18 years this June. So if you're doing the numbers, I started as a teenager. But I came to Virginia literally, I was going to be here for 6 months. That was 46 years ago, May 15th. So, now that you have all the numbers, you can tell how young I am. But, that's been amazing to me that those years have gone so fast. And I loved my 29 years in nursing, but I was introduced to NECAN 6 months prior to doing an early retirement there. And kind of laughed about NECAN, but because of my dad's experience, I just joined the company to help him, and the rest is history. So, but then along comes the bone health with Dr. Naidu and our osteodense and calcium and lactoferrin, and wow, it just blows my mind. I mean, you could focus on this solely and help so many people. So I really, it's really tough in 20 minutes to go over everything, so I'll hit some highlights, and maybe questions would be the easier thing to manage because there's so much information. I do a PowerPoint presentation on this, and it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour just to go through it all. So I don't know how many people on here are familiar with all of this, but I assume most of you are. But the really key here is, as Dr. Naidu points out, is the whole bone health program or PAC that we talk about is really a bone management system. As he points out, the lactoferrin gold came out, I'm thinking 2004. And when that came out, that in itself was a huge, huge breakthrough and certainly for us to have. And it was the first thing I mailed my dad when I heard about it because we had Dr. Naidu here in Richmond speaking that year. Now, he should have been, we didn't have the idea of what we had on our hands when we had him speaking. He actually should have been down at the medical college in front of 500 people and paid $10,000 plus because we didn't realize what we had. And we had 75 people attend this conference, and he stayed overnight, went to dinner, and when he explained the role of lactoferrin, I was just blown away. And so that's being part of the whole bone health pack, but the we call it the GI lactoferrin because it was out, I guess, maybe 2 or 3 years before we got osteodense, which is what we call the bone lactoferrin. And the lactoferrin gold, which is a GI lactoferrin, basically helps all body systems. And I was just, like, blown away with it. And I've seen it help. I've seen it help, and we don't make claims, but I've seen it help GI. I've seen it help autoimmune. I've seen it help my dad's pulmonary. Cardiovascular, you name it. So,
and that's all with the lactoferrin gold.
That's just the lactoferrin gold. And so we were having such phenomenal results with that. In fact, I even had an increase in my bone density, as did one of my silvers, Lisa Hazelgrove, in just the lactoferrin. So then comes along the Osteodense, which is really a form of lactoferrin, but specifically designed with the Sinoportent technology, just meaning it is Sino meaning synovium, synovial fluid, synovium, the ends of the bones. It basically transports what's in the Osteodense directly to the ends of the bone.
Sure.
So that's a patented process by Dr. Naidu with this Osteodense. So you couple that with the whole idea about the lactoferrin, which is an essential protein. It's something so essential, you give it to your baby in breast milk. It sets up our immune system. And I remember somebody coming to hear Dr. Naidu. They went home, had a daughter that had lupus, got her on the lactoferrin, and in 4 weeks her symptoms had changed. And we kept hearing these stories, and I was at a conference that Dr. Goldberg at the time was speaking. He was a,
speaker. Yeah.
He was an acupuncturist and an energy medicine sort of person. So I went up to him and said, gosh, I'm so blown away. I love everything we have, but I'm blown away with lactoferrin. I said, but really what surprises me the most is how it's helped autoimmune diseases. And he looks at me and says, well, yeah, because 70% of your immune cells are in your GI tract. And I went, oh, okay. Hadn't thought about it. So it's so basic. If you did nothing else, and I tell everybody, I'll never not be on lactoferrin, because the lactoferrin gold, because of the GI tract, is really your entry to health. It's really your basis. And so when you can set up the GI tract with a healthy environment, that's huge. So that's the start of everything. And then you top that with Osteodense, which is the bone lactoferrin, so it's going to get to the joints. It's going to, you know, help with all of the issues. Then you've got a combination that has, as many have known, and I can share a few stories, resulted in lots and lots of help for people. So the other thing that really excited me was when he came out with, Dr. Naidu came out with this formula for calcium. And this is the tough part for people, as is, I guess, any of the nutritionals that they buy. You know, how do you know what you get is good? And there's so much what I call junk out there. Excuse me. So calcium, think about it. You know, the first thing the physicians are going to say, go buy CalDents. Well, as Ted Aloisio, who is a nutritionalist, a microscopist from Toronto, who used to come down and do microscopy, and he used to say CalDents is, you know, I think it's oyster shells or something. He says, I don't care how you ground up oyster shells, your body doesn't absorb it. So there's a lot of myths out there. There's a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of junk. So I was pleased, having the caliber researcher that Dr. Naidu is, come out with our CalDents. So the other piece that is so important here is, when you think about it, you know, it's 900 milligrams and 3 tablets of CalDents. And you've heard you need to be taking 12 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. Well, the way they come up with that is your body, every organ in your body needs calcium every day. Roughly, your GI tract needs about 700 milligrams. Your heart, your lungs, your liver, your intestines all need about 150 milligrams. So that's how they come up with the 12 to 1500 milligrams that you need every day. But if you're taking calcium that's not even being absorbed and you're taking 1,500 milligrams and you think you're doing well, and it's doing nothing. And so the whole idea behind the Bone Health Pack and the Osteodense is what it's doing is it's helping your body take that calcium, whether it's in your spinach, your broccoli, your supplement, taking that calcium, converting it into a form so it can be stored in your bones. And what people don't realize is that your bones are a chemical bank, which means that all of our minerals are stored in our bones. But if you can't get the minerals to the bones, you're eating all these good foods and you're taking all these supplements, but there's nothing happening in the bones, then that's the problem. So there's where the breakdown is. You can take all the calcium in the world, eat all the good foods in the world, but if your body can't convert it into the right form, get it into the bones and store it in the bones, then it doesn't do you any good. So that was an aha. And then the other thing that happens is your bones naturally break down. You want your bones to break down every day because that's how they release the calcium and all your other minerals to your heart, your lungs, your liver, your brain, your GI tract. So if that isn't happening, if the bones aren't breaking down, you're not getting your minerals to the right sources. And as Dr. Naidu explains, it's like converting your money. If you go to Europe, you have to convert your U.S. dollars into euros in order to spend them. Well, that's the same thing with your minerals. You have to convert them so that you can get them into the bones. But every day, those organs are going to that bank teller and asking for their calcium. The GI tract needs 750 milligrams a day. It knocks on the door, tries to get the calcium. If you're not really calcium, then you run into all kinds of cardiac problems. So it's really, it's a fundamental piece of our health. And I heard Dr. Naidu say at one of the conventions, I can't remember where and when, but he was initially starting out to study lactoferrin for cardiac and sort of cardiovascular system when he realized the impact of the skeletal system with the whole array of organs that we have. And so that's why this whole bone health pact, whole bone health research is so important. And that's probably why we're seeing so many results. You know, we have increased bone density, help with all the arthritic things. He's got four major studies, two have been published. The first one was on postmenopausal women with osteoporosis and showed huge 43% increase in 2 weeks. That doesn't happen on drugs, folks. In fact, I remember when Osteodense came out and there was a call, we had Dr. Naidu on, and the question was asked, if we have somebody that's on Fosamax, can they take the bone health pack? And he very graciously, because he's a very gracious person, says, yes, and let me tell you why. He says, first of all, Osteodense is not a drug. It's not going to interfere with any other drugs that anybody's taking. But he says, let me tell you what the role of Fosamax is. The role of Fosamax, as well as all the other bisphosphonates actually, is to literally stop the bones from breaking down. We have good cells. We have the what I call the osteoclasts, the little Pac-Man. They chew away at old bone and release all these minerals so that you can get your daily supply. And then you have the osteoblasts, which build up bone. Now, if that's all happening in sequence and everything's equal, then we're happy. We don't have any loss. We have whatever. But unfortunately, it's not always very balanced. So what happens when you take these drugs is it literally stops the osteoclasts from breaking down the bone. Now you would say, that's a good thing. Well, no, it's not a good thing. Because then you've inhibited the release of any minerals to the rest of your organs. And he said, for instance, with Fosamax, one of the side effects is constipation. He said that's because it's inhibiting the release of calcium to your GI tract. So when you take a drug, and we all know this, there's always these side effects. Well, then you have to take another drug to counteract that side effect. It's a vicious cycle. But when you understand, can you hear me? Okay. When you understand that the role of the drugs is to completely stop the osteoclastic activity, you realize, wow, you don't want that. You don't want that total breakdown to stop. And so what happens is I'm on Fosamax. My doctor puts down this. I go back. I get a bone density. I've had no more decrease. Everybody's happy. Oh, well, stay on that drug. Well, the problem is that, again, there's a false sense of security here because you've had no further breakdown. Well, what are you doing to your heart and your lungs and your kidneys and the lumen of your kidneys and the lumen of your GI tract, that whole elasticity integrity depend on calcium. So if you're not getting that every day, you're going to have side effects. So everybody's happy with all these, the fact that their bone density hasn't decreased. So it's really a myth. And the other piece that's wrong with that is that you're holding old bone in. So that dense bone they're seeing is old bone. Well, guess what? Old bone fractures doesn't heal. And this was amazing to me. 2 years in a row, I just happened to be watching the 6:30 national news, and I remember the first year it happened. They had a quick blurb about several institutions, major medical institutions, had defined the issue with Fosamax. Patients on Fosamax were walking down the steps, breaking their thigh bone, which is, by the way, your femur, your strongest bone in your body, and it wasn't healing. And it became very well known. It was on x-ray, a classic Fosamax fracture. And it doesn't heal because it's old bone. Now, prior to that coming on, in Richmond, there's a nurse friend here whose daughter is a family practice physician in St. Louis, and she had told her daughter that as family practice physicians, they're more concerned about the thigh fractures they're seeing in women, and they're not healing. So we had already known it was an issue. This comes out on national news. A year later, almost to the month of May, I'm actually down at our cottage at Nag's Head, and I'm at a neighbor's, and I'm watching the news, and here it comes on again. But guess what their solution is this year? Their solution is to sandwich the drugs. Take them for a while, go off them for a while, go back on them. So it was like, oh my gosh, this was mind-boggling to me that all of these things are happening and people are relegated to doing nothing but drugs because it's all they know. So that was one issue. The other side effect of the drugs, and well documented, is what they call osteonecrosis of the mandible, which is just your jawbone dies. They have no idea why, and it's a very, very low percent of patients on Fosamax, but you don't want to be that 1% because when that jawbone dies, it does not heal and replace. And I was doing this presentation that year in Virginia Beach, and one lady raised her hand, oh yes, I have a friend whose wife was on Fosamax, and she developed that and had to be tube-fed the rest of her life. And I was in another area of the state doing the presentation. Someone went, oh yes, my sister has had problems with her jaw. And there's all kinds of dental literature reflecting this. And with my dentist here in Richmond, when I was telling her about it, she says, oh yes, she actually came to one of my bone health presentations and reiterated the dangers of women on these drugs. For instance, dentists will not do a surgical procedure, like an oral surgical procedure, if you've been on these drugs, because there's that chance that this would happen. And you can't just go off the drugs for 6 weeks like you do with other drugs and get better, because the half-life of the drug, and I always thought and was told it was 10 years, my dentist said it's 20 years, and that just means the drug stays in your system that long. So, there's so much I could talk about here.
I think everybody on this call likes to eat. So, it's like, oh, you might be getting osteopenia. You might just be starting to get osteoporosis. So, let's put you on this drug. Oh, I'm sorry. A year later, you'll never be able to eat again. It's like, if people really knew what the options were and what the side effects are going to be, oh, it just actually just makes my hair stand up even thinking about how scary and ridiculous and outrageous that is.
Well, you're right. And the other piece of it with the drugs, I mean, it's well documented. I mean, this was 3 or 4 years ago when we first, well, gosh, it might even be longer, but the lawsuits out there with osteonecrosis of the mandible, in fact, it's been documented since 2005 that these drugs cause that. Now, have they pulled the drugs off the market? No. And they spend, it's like a $300 billion industry, and they spend 10%, which is $300 million, I can't remember the figures, but on, they just put that aside for lawsuits. Because they know they're going to get them, and they have had them. So it's just really, and so along comes Dr. Naidu's whole bone health pack, and in fact, he's got a book called Bio-Replenishment for Bone Loss, and it's a whole textbook on this. So this is not rinky-dink science, number one. Number two, it's very safe, very easy, and number three, we're getting great results, and not just with bone density, it affects. There was a major study done, and it was probably, it's one of these, what you call basic science studies. It was done with rats or mice, and it was looking at the bones, and they showed that our bones release calcitriol, which is a hormone that affects the pancreas. Okay? This is huge.
Wow.
And, by the way, Dr. Naidu, you know, he's done the two studies. He's published the one on osteoporosis. He's published the one on inflammation, which showed a decrease in inflammation. And he's doing one, there's ongoing studies with diabetes, HIV, and obesity. So he knows more than we know. There's some connection here with all of these things in the bones.
So it affects the pancreas, which is what we talk a lot about in Vital Balance and how the pancreas gets affected because of different foods we eat. So that's interesting. But I want to go back to lactoferrin for a minute because a lot of times we're running into people and if they've been on the bisphosphonates, I remember Dr. Naidu saying they really need to be on a double dose of the osteodens to get it so their bones are starting to accept nutrients again because essentially the bisphosphonates have shut down the bone so it's not receiving or letting anything leave, not letting in, not letting out. And so a lot of times if I have people that are looking at a double dose of osteodense and then normal dose of the caldense, they add in the lactoferrin too financially, sometimes it's a little bit too much. So what, you know, it's kind of like, what do we do with people in that situation if they're on a budget? Or do you just do something short-term?
Well, it's actually, you're absolutely right. And he definitely says if you've got osteoporosis and even osteopenia, you should be on two a day of the osteodens. And financially, if it's a big issue, I mean, I, quite honestly, because I'm so passionate about this, if people call me and they want to be on this, I will just put them on AutoShip, my AutoShip wholesale. I want them to have it so badly. So I'll work with them that way. If you, like for instance, I had this little lady in my Tai Chi class. She's, oh my gosh, she's smaller than I am and she has broken almost every bone and she's been on all these drugs. And when I first learned about that, I just said to her, gosh, you may be interested in, we have, and she says, oh, I'm going back to my doctor and we've got another protocol. So I didn't do anything more. Maybe the next year or months later, I asked her how she was doing. She says, well, not so well. They've given up on me. And my heart just sank because that's one of the worst things. It's bad enough that you're not getting better, but when they say they've given up, then that really takes all your hope away. And I just looked at her and said, you know, I've got a CD that if you're interested, if you listen to it, it gives some information about what I was talking about. So she took it. And it was the CD that Dr. Naidu and I think, I can't remember who the other two people were on.
Is Dave Balzer on there and maybe Brody?
I think so. And, anyway, she calls me up and said, Barbara, I've listened to the CD and my husband and I want to come to one of your presentations. So they came. And after we finished, you know, you feel bad when you're given this presentation because you're talking about all the bad side effects of the drugs. You're talking about, you know, things that haven't happened, and you know people in the audience, at least 50% of them probably are on the drugs or have been on the drugs. So, but the reason that I feel okay with it is that because I can provide them a solution. So I'm very upfront with the drugs and what they do, because I know there's a solution. But anyway, she calls and says, Barbara, I'd like to get on these. And I said, well, Carol, my heart says I really, really want you on 2-a-day. You've gone through so much. You've got such severe osteoporosis. You've broken all these bones. And I'll let you do it at my best cost, which would be the AutoShip wholesale. And so she went on 2-a-day, and I didn't hear from her, didn't see her. About 7 months later, I'm in class, and she wasn't there. So I said to her husband, how is Carol doing? He says, well, she's at the doctor's right now. And I said, well, what's going on? She says, well, he says, well, you're going to like this. He said her bone density, when they did it, she had anywhere from a 2% to a 17% increase in all areas. And I went, wow. And that was just in 7 months. It doesn't happen that fast for everybody. In fact, that's another issue we can talk about. But the fun thing here was, you know, he being an ex-pharmaceutical guy, had, you know, read the research papers, all this, and of course gave information to this physician. So I said, well, what did the physician say? He says, you're not going to want to hear this. I said, oh yeah, I am. Go ahead and tell me. He said, he looked at it. Of course, Carol showed him the osteodense box. He looked at it and says, oh, this is junk. You can get this for $5 at Walmart. Oh. Now, can you imagine? So I looked at her husband and I said, he says, yeah. I said, yeah, don't go there. So, but the point is that she did get relief, and we've seen several others. Now, back to the point of the cost. If really they can't afford to at least get on one, because we've seen people with just one a day get results.
Mm-hmm. I have too. I even had a husband and wife, and they were splitting it. One was each taking one every other day, along with the Calvin. So they were alternating. And he's somebody that had really, he couldn't even bend over to put a golf ball in the tee because of his knees. So he was doing every other day, and he had, you know, he had a quick response. And, you know, as they went along and he was having good results, they went to, he was having it every day. But he had great responses. And then I had, actually a doctor, a physician, she was very thin, and she was on just the one osteodense a day and the three Caldens. And she had already I think she was beyond, a little beyond osteopenia, which is the predecessor to osteoporosis. And after a year, her bone density was still going down. So I actually talked to Dr. Naidu about this, and he said, the bone replenishment may not have been as important as some of her organs in her body. So some of the organs in the body might have been depleted of calcium, and those are much higher on the list than bones. So they were being replenished before the bone. So, you know, she may, you know, people in that situation may not see their bone density go up as rapidly because there might be other more important parts like the brain or the gastrointestinal tract or the heart.
Well,
and after I explained that to her, she's like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, I got that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly right. In fact, Dr. Jackson speaks to that and Brodia, they did a nice little summary, and I can email that to you because this happens a lot. In fact, it happens with me. I've had diagnosed with osteopenia since year 2000, and every 2 years, different bone density. And I remember when my primary care wanted to, you know, advocated Fosamax because and I just said, nah, I don't really want to do it. This was before any of our stuff came out. I just knew innately, and I'd heard some rumblings about, I don't really want to do the drugs. So wait, 2 years later, it goes down a little more. He says, well, I recommend. I said, and he was very gracious. I said, well, I really don't want. He said, oh, there's a new one out now called Actimel. I said, well, I really don't. The good news is he didn't berate me. He had the documents. He, from a physician's standpoint, he would be, the standard of practice is, if somebody has this and this, you order the drugs. And if he hadn't done that, then I guess I could sue him if I had a problem. So they're stuck. Their standard of process is they have to order the drugs. That's their practice. I can refuse, and he can document that, which is what happened. So when I got on lactoferrin gold, I had an increase. And then when I got on the osteodense pack, after the 2 years, I didn't have any increase, and I was like, bummed. I certainly didn't want to tell anybody about that, but just didn't worry about it. Just said, well, And the next time I had it, I had a 5.6% increase. And the point is, just what Linda mentioned, is that what happens is your body's going to take care of the most important things with its calcium, which is getting it to the organs before it can even stool. So it's a good thing to remember, because you will encounter, and I've had several customers, this happened, they call me up and they're disgruntled, so I just explain it to them, and it makes sense, and they go on. So
if they are on a budget, do you always add in the lactoferrin?
No. To me, the lactoferrin gold is so important, because that's where the absorption comes in, and it's going to help them in so many ways. So I really want them on that. A lot of people say, oh, I'm taking my other calcium, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, well, if you feel like you want to finish up your other calcium, stay on that. But if they're truly on a budget and can't do but one thing, I would probably do the osteodent.
Okay, so the osteodents and the caldents.
Yeah. And I'm saying that with tongue-in-cheek, because I really believe that lactoferrin, because it itself can help a lot of things. So it's a tough, tough thing to determine. But I just believe the osteodents, because it is a form of lactoferrin. It's a lactoferrin molecule, and it really is going to the bones and to the joints. So,
and I guess sometimes you just get creative, like, okay, take a lactoferrin one day, you know, that way it would make it last for 2 months if they really were on a tight budget and needed to ease
yeah.
it in.
Yep.
At least it's getting fed, they're all getting fed every other day. So you get creative, and it's like, well, you do what you can. It's going to start working. Might take longer.
Well, and the other thing to remember that's so important with bone health is vitamin D and exercise. Okay, weight-bearing exercise, very important, and vitamin D. And the other issue that I just ran across recently, and Linda and I talked about it, my sister-in-law has bad osteoporosis, has been helped the last few years, but all of a sudden it's gotten worse. And I did a three-way with Brody, and I had forgotten the whole impact of the thyroid. In fact, I didn't even know she had a thyroid problem. But if you've got thyroid issues, you've got to get that in balance, because that's probably, as Brody said, one of the biggest inhibitors to all of this working. So the thyroid's a very important part of this.
And how do they get that in balance? I know we've had some people have had great results with assisting their thyroid with being on the Vital Balance, and it might, you know, about a year. But any other?
I don't have any answers. In fact, I was going to be contacting Heather, is it? Your person?
Yeah.
Heather's off. They're not.
She is on.
Because,
yeah.
Because that's the piece that I don't have the answer for, and I was looking up for naturopathic physicians near where my sister-in-law lives, because obviously if you go to a physician, they're going to just put you on some thyroid medication.
I have a physician. This is Heather, Barbara. I have a physician who will... he prescribed to me all natural products, and I am on a raw thyroid, Armour thyroid, ARMOUR thyroid. And I know quite a few people that he's put that on, but he's a very unusual doctor. He has an understanding of the metabolic syndrome, which he feels that everything has, like we do, has to do with the sugar consumption. And he helps people to release that, and we'll be probably joining forces. So, and I agree with what you said about doctors. He actually told me that he had to prescribe certain things for me, like metformin for my sugar. I was pre-diabetic. And he said it was grounds for malpractice if he did not prescribe it. So that is absolutely true, and they're stuck.
They really are. And let me give you the example. This friend here who's a nurse, had her daughter who's the physician. Her sister had very severe osteoporosis for years, and she kept begging her to get on. She got on, she stayed on her fosfonates, but she got on one a day of the osteodents, and the next year everything increased. They couldn't believe it. So the person here calls her daughter and says, Mom, you've got to help me convince so-and-so to get off of her other drugs. She doesn't need to be taking those. Aren't you concerned about prescribing these drugs for patients? And her daughter, the physician, said, well, I can't prescribe what you're talking about, and I could lose my license if I didn't do. She said, I'll do everything to keep them off drugs, and if someone comes in to my office and talks about this, then I'll okay it. The other scenario is my dentist. The dentist cannot talk to her patients about the dangers of these drugs. If they ask her about them, she can.
Really?
So,
wow.
Oh, yeah. It's really tough. It's so tough for them, and they really could lose their license.
So that's not, is there any way that you could, like you as an advertiser, could have something like a little fold-out flyer or something in their office?
Yes. In fact,
and that way, if they ask, it's like, well, I can't really talk to you about that area of expertise, but I have a lot of respect for her, and I recommend you call her, something to that effect? Or?
Yes. And in fact, I have a dentist that I rent. He's here in Richmond, and he's actually a neighbor of ours at Maghead, and I just stopped him about 4 years ago in the street when he was walking by. I said, by the way, are you concerned about patients with that are on these bisphosphonates? He says, oh, yeah. He says, in fact, he says, you know, physicians don't even understand that. I call them up and say, I'm concerned about this, and they go, oh, it's nothing. He said, but I am concerned. And so, I mean, he, again, just reiterated, it's the dental literature that's so prolific with all of these side effects for the osteonecrosis of the mandible. So, and I did. I put some flyers at one time. He would put flyers in his office. I did, or a little cards, actually. But I never heard from anybody. But the point is, that's the other way around it. Yeah. But I guess the thing, when people
now, would he be able to be like a distributor, or would that really get him in hot water if he was?
If he wanted to, and at this point, I mean, maybe I'll reapproach him. But when you're talking about healthcare practitioners like this, they're extremely busy with what they do, and they, you know, it's not that they don't believe in it, but they don't want to get involved probably initially. So, but yeah, he could, and he could refer to me, and I could handle that. So, but yes, there's so much. And Heather, maybe I can talk with you later. But again, this is big issue with thyroid is how to correct that for people.
If the thyroid isn't working, they're not going to be absorbing the osteodense and caldense or the lactoferrin?
It's the calcium.
It's the calcium.
It's the calcium. They will absorb the lactoferrin and the osteodense. They will not absorb calcium. We have to get it from other sources. We have to get it from food sources. And you can't take it in pill form. It just doesn't go in your body. It doesn't go into your cells. It just goes right through you. Thyroid is a, almost like a metabolizer. It's like a directional. It's like a roadmap. It kind of gives direction to all the things. And it's all about metabolism, like you said at the beginning, Barbara, with everything is in the gut. Everything you put in your body goes through your intestinal tract, and it's so important. That's why it's so important that we eat the food that we eat and the water that we drink. It is the calcium.
We are over our 30 minutes. However, such great stuff. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Barbara?
Oh, that's fine. I just, like I said, there's so much to all of this, and there's so much research. And, oh, I have a neat article about milk products and how they're so acidic that they really are not good. So the whole idea of the pH balance, which you guys are familiar with, is important. So anyway, I just appreciate being able to share. And if anybody wants to contact me, feel free. It's barbsatterwhite@gmail.com. Or 804-437-0243.
Can you repeat that one more time?
804-437-0243 is my phone, and barbsatterwhite@gmail. And that's SATTERWHITE.
Well, I really want to thank you, Barb, for being on, and I look forward to seeing you in Orlando.
Yeah.
very soon. And I appreciate it. We have an amazing group here on this call, and we learn something every phone call. So thank you so much.